But I think maybe they're afraid, or maybe they feel like what they know is not important enough to even be a factor in this. But if you know something, no matter how tiny it might be, tell somebody. Come forward with it. It might be the key that we need to give this closure we need, because the family needs closure. Her friends, those of us that knew Karen and Gordon and loved them, we need that closure.
It's been more than 40 years since their father found siblings Karen and Gordon Alexander brutally attacked in their Texarkana, Arkansas home. 13-year-old Gordon, dead on the scene, was found in a pool of blood. Karen, 14, spent 3 days in the intensive care unit at St. Michael's Hospital before dying of brain injuries.
It could be that it's a perpetrator who is more psychopathic or sociopathic in nature. They may not have remorse like you or I would have remorse. They may not have quite the emotional response that, say, a normal person would have.
The case has never been solved. But now, those who never forgot the horrifying crime, including a retired police captain, have new hope that justice can finally be served.
Now we have a company that can use less than one nanogram of DNA and get us a profile that we can work with. And a grain of sugar weighs 625,000 nanograms.
This is True Crime Texarkana, the Alexander Children Murders.